Hello.
Hi, Tiara. It's Sarah. How are you?
Yes, how are you?
Good. I just want to go over real quick about this patient. His name is Lewis, and it's for 27 hours a week. So it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 5. And let me go over his care plan with you real quick. If I can get it pulled up here. All right, yeah, he needs help with bathing, dressing, mobility, housekeeping, accompanying him to appointments and meal prep. He does use a cane. There's no pets and no smoking, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm
All
gonna get
right.
him on, so hold on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Tiara.
No, this is
Hello.
Sarah. Oh, okay, she made it. I'm
How
sorry.
are you, Mr.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. So good to hear that emboldened, optimistic voice of
That's
yours
great,
this
great,
afternoon.
great.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, okay. And I just have a couple just questions for you. First question
Sure.
is, why did you choose the profession as a home health aid worker?
Why did I choose the profession that I did? It's actually a long story, but I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. My brother a few years ago was shot, and he needed help, and no one else I didn't trust to do it, and that's what made me come into this profession. So
Wow,
I'm
that's
here.
phenomenal. And God bless that your brother's still living.
Oh no,
Let
he's
me ask you.
gone. Yep, he's gone.
Oh, I'm
But
so
it's
sorry
just,
to hear
yes,
that.
yeah, fine. It's just a
So
bullet from the
sorry.
fragment. It stayed in a little too long in the seizures and stuff. So, yeah.
Next question is, what are your greatest strengths and weaknesses as a caregiver?
Okay, my greatest weakness, I can start with weakness. Weakness, I'm not going to lie to you, Mr. Lewis. I'm probably going to ask you a little bit too many questions. I'm very much woman that I want to know exactly what you need, so don't mind me if I ask 113 questions from me, but I just want to
Oh,
make sure
no
I'm doing whatever it
problem.
is right. So I might be a little naggy as far as that. My strengths, I don't really I'm trying to figure out my strengths. I just like helping people, so to be honest, Mr. Lewis, you're getting one of the best ones, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, so yeah.
Oh, okay, great. And I would add, you sound like an effective communicator. That's what it sounds like. Where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years. I'm actually trying to go to school for mortuary science and cosmetology. So is it just doing
That's
makeup on the deceased?
phenomenal.
And
Wow.
yeah, so I'm really into just, I think no one everyone wants the life and no one thinks of death, and death is still a part of that, and I'm okay with helping people to go home and look nice while they do it. That's actually my goal.
Okay, in your experience as a home health aid worker, how do you communicate with your patients and their families?
What was the last part? How do I communicate with them?
Communicate with the patients and their families.
Oh, family. Yeah, it depends. So if you have the people that you trust, that you communicate with, that you know is for your best interest, Mr. Lewis, that's the number I should have. Or they the two or three or four, however many people it is. And whatever your system is, whatever your program is, we just got to stay on top of it. You know, your schedule and how your everyday of living. I don't know yet until I get there, but.
No. And the last question I want to ask you is, could you describe your last working situation? Some of the good aspects and some of the bad aspects.
I don't want to really say anything bad. I think I work with a lot of older people, so I think as we get older, you know, you just have less mobility, less everything starts to kind of diminish, I think. So I don't really want to say bad, but you know, just waste. It can be, you know, it can be a diaper issue. It can be, you know, the bed is wet, you know, soiled, and I have to clean. Like, it's, that's all normal stuff. I just don't tolerate disrespect and disrespect. I'm sorry. That's probably my pet peeve.
All right.
Other
so
than that.
You actually answered the question very superbly, and you answered much better than the young lady prior.
Oh, wow.
So,
What
I want to say to you is this is what I'm expecting from you. I'm expecting from you, I believe it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right there, 8
mm-hmm.
to 5.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's correct.
8 to 5. That's what I'm anticipating. I'm expecting for you to be on time. And basically what I'm not home. I'm not, like, in the bed, you know. I have back issues, but I'm mobile. So what I'm really anticipating for you is with light cleaning, helping with meal preparations, helping with I do need help like getting socks on. You know, that's basically the only thing I, you know, when it comes to bodily and maybe mm-hmm. some other issues too. But and also going to what do you call it? Appointments. And getting the mail.
Okay.
And like food packages. I won't be asking you to go food shopping. I most of the time I'll be getting the meals via Instacart. The only thing you'll be responsible for is just help transporting them from downstairs to the apartment.
Okay.
The only thing I will ask you to do is to do light washing clothes. And that'll be like every week or every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the clothes situation. Yeah. I do want to warn you, my apartment looks because I've got a home health worker in a month.
Yeah, he's been without for a while. Mr. Lark, I actually wanted to ask you, do you want Tiara to start tomorrow this week and then we'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah, I do want. What days are you available this week, Tiara?
So Thursdays I'm not available, but the days that we have Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays is perfect for me.
You are available tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll do Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
This week, okay, and then go back to the Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule.
And we'll go back to the Monday. Is that okay with you, Tim?
That works for me. As long as it's good for you guys. All right.
That's fine.
And how many, Sarah?
Yep.
How many of those hours altogether for her?
Is 27.
Great. And you're okay with that, right?
Yeah. Well,
she
has another case also. And,
okay.
Because
I'm going to try to get some more, but they kind of refuted me. So if your work is good, I'm going to try to get you some more hours.
Right, Mr. Lewis. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate you because Lord knows you're much better than that other one now. So they have to go kick my strap and come over here and kick you a whooping if you don't come over here tomorrow. You hear me?
I'm looking forward to
meeting you.
You too.
And thank you so much for coming, you know, being willing to use your expertise to help the old man.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah. So
thank you, guys. Beautiful. So everything's set up, and she will be there tomorrow at 8 a.m.
I'll be on the porch to greet you.
All right, Tiara, just keep an eye on your app. I'm going to update the calendar for you, and then you'll be good to go, okay?
Thank you, Sarah.
Now, Tiara, are you familiar where I live?
She'll
give me all that.
Okay, because I'm.
It'll be fine.
Okay, because I'm not too far from LaSalle.
Okay.
Are you coming by bus?
No. I'm driving.
Bus.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Oh, you drive? Oh, well, that's even better. You'll get here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She'll
and
give
I don't live too far.
Nature.
I actually don't live too far from you. So yeah, I'm probably about 7 minutes.
Oh, okay.
10 minutes
so
from
you know, I'm not too far from the fresh grocer.
Okay.
Got a car,
okay. Okay. So
the
you're
Lord
on Chew.
Really
you're
good.
On Chew. You're on Chu. You're by the hospital. Yeah, I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, I'm between Chu, Worcester, and Germantown Avenue. I'm on a little street called Rubicam.
Okay, because I'm on Stanton.
It's a nice little street.
So, yeah, I'm not
far from you at all. Yeah, I'm skipping the jump.
Sounds good. Sounds like we made a good connection.
Like
I'm happy.
God got that other heifer out of here.
Mr. Lark, let's be nice.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for
posting me the information.
Yes, right. I'm going to send everything over. Thanks, guys.
Have a good morning.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too.